Immortal, written by Nicole Conway and read by Jesse Einstein.
Part 1. Felix. Chapter 1. I lost Javid and Maverick in the fray almost immediately. In front of me, my partner, Lieutenant Darian Prax, was leaning into his dragon speed as we made our final approach. Behind me, a dozen more riders were following us in. Below me, the city of Barrowton boiled with the fury of battle. Our lines of infantry were broken, but trying to reform. The gray elves fought like savages, wielding spears, bows, and scimitars. Some of them rode on the backs of jungle monsters. Others were zipping around us through the sky on creatures called shrikes, our natural enemies. Prax gave me a few brisk hand signals, instructing me to move into place and get ready. I twisted my saddle handle slightly, applying a bit of pressure under the saddle. With a few heavy beats of her wings, my dragon caught up with him and flew right underneath him. Nova was a big girl, bigger than most male dragons twice her age. But what she lacked in speed, she made up for in other ways, something the gray elves were about to figure out firsthand. We dropped down lower. Arrows sailed past my helmet. One bounced off my breastplate and gave me a scare. I leaned down closer to Nova's body for shelter from the hail of fire coming from below. Unlike most of the other dragons, gray elf arrows couldn't pierce her thick hide. I checked Prax out of the corner of my eye. He was giving me one finger and a closed fist. First target. Time to hit hard. I clenched my teeth and twisted the saddle handles, giving Nova the signal. Prax and I dove as one, our dragon spiraling in unison towards the ground. We pulled out of the dive flying side by side, barely 100 feet off the ground behind the enemy lines. I squeezed Nova's sides with my boot heels, and I felt her take in a deep breath. Together, our dragons showered the ground with a storm of their burning venom. Gray elf warriors screamed. They fired at us with everything they had. But our rain of fire didn't end until Nova had to stop for another breath. We broke skyward and began preparing to make another coordinated pass. But the second time wouldn't be so easy. The trail of flames and burning corpses we'd left behind had gotten the attention of a few warriors on shrikes. I spotted four of them heading straight for us. I gave Prax the news. We had company. He quickly replied with a plan. I was slower, so I was bound to be their first target. But that was fine. I was ready. When his volley of arrows failed, the first gray elf rider had his shrike attack us outright. The bizarre creature was like a furious mirage of mirrored glass scales. It wrapped around Nova's neck and started clawing at her eyes. Nova roared and slung her head back and forth. The shrike's rider was twisting in his saddle, drawing another arrow that was aimed right at me. "Better make that shot count," I yelled and drew my sword. Suddenly, Prax blurred past us. There was a crunching sound and a shrike's yelp of pain as his dragon got a tasty mouthful of the monster. I saw the gray elf rider fall from the saddle and begin to plummet toward the ground. A very small part of me felt bad for him. The rest of me still remembered he'd just tried to kill me. Another shrike hit Nova, then another. One was wrapped around her head again, while the other hit much closer to the saddle, closer to me, right at the base of her tail. I twisted the one saddle handle I was still hanging onto, and Nova pitched into a violent roll. She spun, getting faster and faster. The shrike on her head lost his grip. He flew backwards, bouncing along her body and whooshing past me.